It was so good what we heard this morning. I would like to continue along the same line. You know, when Jesus came into the world, he was one of his names was that he was called Emmanuel. His name was Emmanuel. That means God with us and for us. He's never against us. He's always with us and for us. Romans 8:31, it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is always with us. Right from the beginning, we see in the Garden of Eden, God was with Adam and Eve, and Jesus came, and his name was called Emmanuel, God with us. And when Jesus went, one of his last words were, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So we need to believe that and trust in that and always have that confidence in us that God is always with me and for me against the devil. The devil has no power over me. He is defeated and he cannot do anything. And many times we live in fear, wondering whether God has left me or whether God has forsaken me because I did something here, I did something there. Maybe God is angry with me. But I would like to tell you one thing, brothers and sisters. No matter what you have done, God still loves you. You know that verse in Romans 5:8? It says, God demonstrates his love towards us when we were yet sinners. That means when you and I were yet candidates, fit candidates for his wrath, and for hell, yet Christ died for us, it says. That means God loved us so much, even in spite of our worst condition, he sent Jesus to come into the world and to die for us so that we can be redeemed. And we heard that it is the Lord who fights our battle. We can't fight in our own strength because we are helpless. We are weak, we are helpless, and the Lord is always with us. And he says, I will never, never, never leave you nor forsake you. Romans 13:5. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what man can do unto me. So it's the Lord who is always with us. Because he is with us, we are not afraid. And we are not, you know, we don't give up and we don't give in. The Lord God in the Old Testament, we see many times, he goes ahead of us and he is always with us. There is a verse there are many verses in the Old Testament. It says God goes ahead of us. Behind you, you hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. That means God is behind us. God is on our right side, like a shadow on our left side. Underneath are the everlasting arms, and over our head, God above all. Just imagine, and Christ in us, the hope of glory. What a confidence that God gives us, that he's inside of us. Underneath us are his everlasting arms. His hands are above my head. He goes ahead of me. He's behind me. He's to my right and left side. When I'm all surrounded by God, what is there for me to fear? Many times we live in fear. It is not God's will that we cast off all these fears, because fear is, like somebody said, F-E-A-R, fear is false evidence appearing real. It is really false evidence. It's not true evidence. Fear is just, you know, something that is conjured up in the mind. It's not real, actually. Fear is not from God at all. It is a false evidence appearing real. And God many times says, I was so encouraged when I used to read Joshua and in Isaiah. Many times God says, fear not. Fear not. I am with you. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the righteous hand of righteousness, hand of mine. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. You know, God is light and salvation, and we will not fear. And Psalm 46:1, it says, the Lord is a present help in time of need. Therefore, we shall not fear, even if, maybe we can read that. Psalm 46. Verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake at its swelling pride, and so on and so forth, says, we will not fear. And in this tumultuous psalm, in the midst of this tumultuous, boisterous, everything is shaking, everything is, going haywire, and the mountains are falling into the sea, and the sea is roaring, and so many things are happening. There is one verse there that comes, let go and relax. In other words, it says in verse 10, know that I am God. Cease from striving. Know that I am God. In other words, step out of the traffic, as it says in the Message Bible. You know how much God cares for us. We are the apple of His eye. And He watches over us day and night. If you don't know that, you turn with me to Isaiah 27. Verse 3 it says, I am the Lord, I am its keeper. I water it every moment, lest anyone damage it. I guard it night and day. I'll read it again. The Lord says, I am the Lord, its keeper. That means He is our keeper. I water it every moment. God waters us every moment of the day. Lest anyone damage it, I guard it night and day. I guard it night and day. We can read one more verse in Isaiah 41. These words, I have drawn much comfort from these words when I was in need. It says, verse 9, second part onwards, I have chosen you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not rejected you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You are worried about your enemies. The Lord says, behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. Those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent. For I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Again it says, verse 14, do not fear, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, declares the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. We have so many promises. God says, I am with you, I am with you, I am with you. But the only thing that separates us from the Lord is our sin, like we heard, our iniquities. You can read that in the same book, chapter 59, verse 1. The only reason when we feel God is a little away from us is when we sin against God. It says, let this word be in your heart this morning. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not short, not so short that it cannot save, neither is ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. You see, the only thing that separates you and me is our sin. When we sin against God, we distance ourselves. We bring about a separation between our loving Heavenly Father and us. And there is hope for us. We don't need to continue in that. We can immediately get up, confess, set things right, and get back to the same fellowship with God so that his fellowship is not broken. Our fellowship with him is not broken. One last word, it says in Romans 8:37 and 38 and 39. With this I'll close. But in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. What are those things? For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. That means no angel, no demon, no height, nor depth. That means even when I feel elated or when I feel myself down in the dumps, neither things future nor things present or even the past failures, none of these things will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Shall we say loud amen to this?
Amen.
Amen.